Saskatoon, when Kira Stefanuk lost her job at a museum in Lloydminster during the COVID-19 pandemic, she decided she was ready to make a career change, so she enrolled in a carpentry program at Saskatchewan Polytechnic. In less than 6 months, Stefanuk was on a job site, working in residential construction while completing her studies. There's nothing like the satisfaction of building something with her hands, seeing a project come into being over the course of a day, she said. She's even thinking about someday taking her hard-earned skills back into the heritage sector, where carpenters with relevant expertise are in high demand. The Women in Trades and Technology, WIT, program has been there to support her every step of the way, she said. Through WIT, I was able to connect with resources and have a bit more support, said Stefanuk. It can be kind of scary, stepping into a very unknown world, and they were there for me. On Tuesday, Stefanuk was excited to hear that Orano Canada will collaborate with Sask Polytech to support WIT over the next decade. Orano is giving the program $1 million, to be disbursed over 10 years, to expand training opportunities and support for women in trades across Saskatchewan. This will include a yearly scholarship to be awarded to an exceptional female student enrolled in a trades or technical program at Sask Polytech, to help build a diverse, inclusive and qualified workforce for Saskatchewan's trades and mining industry. Allison Zier is optimistic the investment will encourage more women and girls to enroll in Sask Polytech and consider careers in male-dominated trades. Zier, a welder and metal fabricator, is also the WIT coordinator. This partnership, between Sask Polytech and Orano Canada, will open up doors to women interested in trades and apprenticeship training across the province, provide expanded mentorship outreach, and offer supports to help ensure successful outcomes, she said. Zier noted that while women make up about 47% of the Canadian labor force, they only represent about 5% of workers in the most in-demand trades. We are hoping to change the face of the industry, she said. Orano Canada CEO Jim Corman said supporting the WIT program was an obvious choice. Orano has hundreds of employees working at sites throughout Saskatchewan, and wants to make sure the next generation of tradespeople comes from the best and broadest talent pool possible, Corman said. I'm excited that we will build a relationship with the students enrolled in this program. Certainly, we encourage you to consider employment opportunities in the mining industry, and particularly at one of our operations in northern Saskatchewan. Sask Polytech President Larry Rosia described the new partnership as an investment in our future. One of the pressing issues that I hear time and time again in the conversations I have, one of the greatest issues right now facing industry and companies throughout North America and the world, is the challenge of finding skilled and talented qualified labor in many jurisdictions, he said. Encouraging diverse talent to join trades and technology programs also improves companies' abilities to develop unique solutions to very complex problems. And this is what will ensure that our workforce has the diversity and talent to keep companies competitive in the global environment.